Hi there, tiny fans, Mr. Serica from Intelligent Phone Fantasy. And I realize I've been remiss on one of the kinks I like to play with. The giantess fantasy. Macrophilia is a thing. And over my time here at LDW, I've had some fantastic tiny calls. I don't blog about it nearly as much as I should, and since I do enjoy playing this way, ladies and tinies, we are looking at giantess fantasy today, and specifically, shrinking or growing. Confused? Don't be. Stay tuned. Now, the giantess fantasy of growing. There are two scenarios to achieve giantess status. Growing or shrinking. Her growing, or you shrinking. Here we're looking at growing. Why does she grow? Perhaps because of some horrible scientific accident or a mystical option which compels rapid growth. The lovely lady grows twice, three, sometimes 10 times the normal size for a woman. For the 50-foot woman, as you could imagine, this sudden outgrowing of every stitch of clothing she owns, well, it makes a gal pretty grumpy. Making do with what she finds. Scantily clad, she stomps. Stomping through town, snapping light poles with the flick of her toe. People running from buildings lest she level them with a swift kick. Her size affords her great power. And terrorizing those who may have had their hand in such maliciousness. Now, don't you see the lovely, delicious correlations to dominance and submission in this scene? She rules with absolute power. The townfolk, and perhaps maybe one lucky fella, winks, who catches her eye, is made to feel vulnerable and submissive, willing to do anything to please her. Get it? Now, the second way is shrinking. By far, submissive shrinking, for any number of reasons, finding himself in a large world, is more popular on calls. There are some good reasons why shrinking is better than growing, the wardrobe for the lady being one of them. Some tinies are shrunk to 24 to 12 inches. Others, a very Freudian 5 or 6 inches, wink, wink. Still, some are so vulnerable as to be ant-sized. I have to say, exploring a world considering the ant size tiny is certainly a treasure trove of scents, sensations, and terror. It does challenge me to detail and experience the world from that ant-sized man's vantage point. Upon discovery, hiding behind a salt shaker on her table, he freezes as those large eyes focus upon him. Her large face peering, moving down closer and closer to the tiny figure. How her hot, tropical, wind-like breath with the scent of coffee from her morning breakfast rushes over the half-inch ant-man. What the hell are you? He stumbles a step backwards before he catches himself, trembling with fear at what this gargantuan woman would do to him. Does size matter? Although I love exploring every size tiny fantasy, I personally prefer a size of tiny, which would be extremely helpful, yet small enough to usher into my terrariums at night. You know, for safekeeping. Can't have those tiny men wandering around thinking they have options now, can we? Ooh, how about a troop of tiny men? Captured in a cosmic turn of events, which finds themselves about 8 inches tall. Wink, wink. And as I work, they tend to my pretty toes, their small hands working together to file, buff, and trim my pretty toes. And maybe a little foot massage as well, as they push their shoulders and grind their bodies against the softness of my feet for my pleasure. The possibilities of giantess fantasies are limitless. What's yours? Until we chat, Giantess Erica of IntelligentPhoneFantasy.com. For your giantess fantasy, call 1-800-601-6975 and ask for Giantess Erica.